Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode here. I'm excited to walk through this episode with you because I've got a pretty cool project I've been working on. I'm in the car for the next 20 minutes, and then I have to jump on an airplane really quickly, so hopefully I can get it out in the next 20 minutes here. So I've been building sales funnels for a long time, and it's crazy. My first build to ClickFunnels was almost 10 years ago. If you're not familiar with what that is, it's a software that helps you build sales funnels on the internet. You know, what's been crazy is to watch how the funnelology and the way that we build sales funnels changes. I was on yesterday with my Titans of Industry, which is my mastermind slash consulting group, and was walking through this with them. And I thought I might as well share some of the key lessons and takeaways right here as well. And some of them, I mean, it's been really interesting. So here's how we used to do it. You know, you come up with a product, you go put it out on the internet. The way you do that is you have, you know, a sales page, and then there usually be like an upsell, you know, maybe a downsell, and that's it, right? And then you have your next tier product. You know, maybe you got, I don't know, I'm just making it up. Maybe, hey, here's the book. Get the book for like 10 bucks. And then, you know, the book has an upsell. And then on the thank you page, you know, I mean, that's kind of it, right? And then there's an entire different funnel for like the middle tier thing, right? You know, maybe you have a mastermind or a course or an event or something like that. And usually each of those would have their own individual funnel. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I've been on the hunt to try to figure out is how can I put all of my products in a single, really in like a single flow, in one funnel, every funnel. And so we're about to put out the Capitalist Pig shirt. In fact, by the time you guys hear this, it'll probably be out. So go to capitalistpigshirt.com and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about and teaching here. You're going to see that you can get the shirt for 30 bucks. It includes shipping, free domestic shipping with that. And then on the next page is a page that says, well, actually, first off, when you're buying the shirt, I made the shirt into an offer. So you're not just buying a t-shirt. There's other things that come with it. There's something called the Capitalist Pledge, which is really cool. There's some free course stuff. One of the things, though, in there is a free ticket to my workshop. So you get a free ticket to, it's a one-day workshop that I have. And you can come for free because you get the shirt. You know, otherwise it's not free. And so you buy the shirt, and on the very next page is it's a super funny, cheesy video of me holding a pig and talking to it. Basically this, what the offer does is it says, hey, you just got the shirt. Why don't you become VIP though at this workshop? You know, the workshop is there to teach you how to get more leads inside of your business with what I call the seven-figure lead flow flywheel. So you're gonna learn a little bit more about that at this workshop. But if you want to be VIP, that also comes with other things. So you know, upgrade to VIP, you get the workshop replays, plus you get a 30-day trial to my monthly subscription. Sorry, my monthly subscription. And what's cool about this is I was able to make it into a really sexy offer by saying like, hey, look, VIP, I've charged way more than 100 bucks, but let's say I charge you 100 bucks today. I'm actually going to subtract the t-shirt price, like what you've already paid for your shirt, from that. So that VIP is only 68 bucks. And it's like, it's pretty cool to watch. Like, go check it out. Go to capitalistpicture.com. Watch the flow. And then on the thank you page, the confirmation page, we actually have another small training on there that is the opportunity for somebody to come get on the phone with us and work with us even further for a program that I have called Profit Lab, which is a brand new program. I'm super excited about it. It's awesome. So in the single funnel, I've actually touched pretty much my entire value ladder, like almost the whole thing. And what's the reason that if you're like listening to this show for the first time, you're like, why is this a big deal? It's a big deal because usually what happens is in the internet game, you spend money to acquire a customer, you know, you do marketing, you put out content, put out different, you know, copy, whatever. And you get a customer to come in and they buy your product and then they just kind of like fall away to the ether again. And so the way that you re-get them is, you know, email, you market to them, you spend more money on ads. You have to spend all this effort and energy to get people to come back. And this funnel style is literally just using your product line as the upsells, which you might listen to that and be like, no, duh. But that's not what we've mostly done in this industry. What we've done in this industry has been like, well, I have a book. What would be a good upsell for the book? And instead of making it be the other thing in my product line, we'll literally come up with a new offer just for that funnel. And if you're a long-term funnel builder and you say that that's not true, you're lying because that's what we all do. You know, so that's why this is so massive. So I have found a way to make it so that almost every single product in my product line gets touched within every single funnel. So I don't have to go, and it's interesting. It doesn't work every time, but it works almost every time. And the framing is the biggest key piece with it. So I'm really psyched by this notion. Let me tell you why this is such a big deal also. Okay, so we were Marley and I were, it's probably like 3 years ago, three, four years ago. We got invited by the Hormozis to go hang out with them for a weekend at Bear Lake. They invited us for a couple days, and we stayed with them in this massive, awesome cabin thing that they rented, and it was super fun, you know. So it's Bear Lake. If you don't know, it's beautiful. It's this massive, massive lake. And we went and we were hanging out. We got this little tour, you know, on this boat. So we get on the boat. And it was Marley and Layla on the front of the boat. And then it was Alex and I sitting on the back of the boat next to the engine with our feet in the water. And this guy who was driving the boat wanted to give us a tour. Eventually, we were just like, hey, man, we just want to talk, you know. So he stopped trying to give us a tour of the lake. So I was sitting there and I was talking with Alex, you know. And I was like, hey, man, your company made like $120 million in like 3 years. And he was like, yeah, you know, and he was trying to get like lifting lessons and tips from me, asking how I got so buff. Just kidding. Alex is shredded. Oh my gosh. That dude's a walking muscle. I love him. He's awesome. So we're sitting on the back of that boat. And I'm like, yeah, dude. Okay. So 120 million in 3 years. Like how? I mean, that's, I've done a lot of money, but the speed and the volume, like, you got a different model running here, right? And so I was like, tell me about it. Like, what were the biggest things that made a huge, you know, biggest difference? And what he said was really fascinating to me. He goes, you know what's funny is we had the same, he threw out several pieces here. And some of it doesn't fit the context of me saying it on a podcast. I do walk through a little bit more of what he said in some of my workshops because I have to draw. But one of the things he said is, hey, we have a $6,000 product. Or we, you know, this is back before he sold his business. He's like, we have a $6,000 product, and all of our marketing goes towards selling that $6,000 product. All of it. He's like, we got the same crappy 2-page funnel that we've ever had. And all focus goes towards that $6,000 product. Now, it's a $6,000, 6-month program. Now, what I usually would do, and what most of us in the funnel space do, is someone buys, let's say, your program, and let's say it's 6 months long, same scenario here. I would usually wait 6 months to then go pitch them on the next thing. But what he said they were doing is they would only wait 3 to 6 weeks, if that, and they would call them and say, hey, you're in our $6,000 program. How's it going? Do you want some more help? And he would upsell them to a $66,000 program. So I just want to like think about that for a second. So put a pin in that for just a quick second, because this was also validated. I was like, this is interesting. You are literally pulling up the timeline to when you pitch someone your highest ticket thing. And he said, yeah, that was like one of the biggest tricks on how we just exploded, is we didn't wait for someone to go through this whole thing. We called them and said, would you want the next thing? You know? And again, at the end, as a funnel builder, I absolutely automate ascension pitching. But he's doing that, but also way earlier. And so the timeline of high ticket cash flowing opportunities gets pulled way forward. Okay, so put a pin in that, because here's the other massive. Okay, we were sitting in the Atlas group.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
With Mark Ford. And Mark Ford is the guy, his pen name is Michael Masterson. He's the guy that wrote the book Ready, Fire, Aim. Great book, famous book. He's also the guy that took Agora from like 8 million a year to 100 million a year. And he came and he spoke to Atlas. And in Atlas, Russell had one question for him. He said, hey, you took Agora from 8 million a year to 100 million a year. What were some of the tricks that you used to do that? You know, what were some of the strategies? What changed? And he said something really interesting. Three times, he said basically the exact same thing that Alex did. He goes, you want to decrease the amount of time that you are going before you pitch something, before you pitch someone your most expensive thing. That doesn't have to be in the funnel. It could be. But he's going from a $100 product, $100. And by the end of the funnel, he's pitching a $5,000 thing. And then if they take certain things inside the funnel, they're pitching the $25,000 thing. Blew my freaking mind. I was like, here are two different guys. And then you look at some of the models that we are all using, and we're all sitting here and saying, hey, you know what? We're gonna make them go to another event before we go pitch them this high ticket thing. You know, we're gonna make them go wait another 6 months before we pitch them our high ticket thing. We're gonna make them go whatever. You can see one of the fallacies in a lot of these funnel models that a lot of us have been using, where it's like, wait, I have to go do another dramatic demonstration just to pitch my high ticket. Wait, I got to go pitch. You see what I'm saying? This monumentally affects and changes your entire business model. It changes everything. It changes everything. It changes the mindset of every funnel that you ever put out. In every single funnel, you put out a $7 ebook or you put out something that's free. How does it at some point position either your, at least your middle product, but you got to, how do you get them the most expensive thing in front of them as fast as possible? Because there is this fallacy. There is a false belief in the funnel space that first they have to buy your $7 thing. And then you can't go pitch somebody the $7 thing without then pitching them, you know, don't pitch your $100,000 offer until you pitch them your $20,000 offer, you know? And then there's that thing that people always say too, where it's like, you don't ask to sleep with somebody on the first date. Come on, that's crazy. That happens. And first off, number two, that is not a good analogy for business. Okay. There are people out there who want to go spend the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time, and they don't want to go through your value ladder. They don't want to wade through every single one of your products. It's like a minefield of all the crap that you've got just so that you can finally go pitch them your most expensive thing. Okay. Let me tell you, someone who has a lot of money, they don't want to go through all your crap. Case in point, when we, I was working for Russell, man, it's like 9 years ago, crazy, man. And I'm sitting there in Inner Circle and the book .com Secrets is out, but Expert Secrets was not out. We were working on that book. So we were working on the first version of Expert Secrets. And, and I remember we were sitting in an Inner Circle meeting and Russell and I were just chatting back and forth. We were wondering how many people in the Inner Circle had actually read .com Secrets. And at that time, it was a $25,000 mastermind. How many people had actually read a $7 book compared to a $25,000 mastermind? You know what's crazy? So we took a vote. We had people raise their hands. Russell got up. He's like, how many guys just, he's like, no one's going to get in trouble here. He's like, but just, I'm just wondering, how many of you actually have read the book? Maybe 20%. Out of 100 people paying 25 grand, think about this. 20% have ever read a $7 book. So this whole notion that they have to walk through your value ladder and they have to step by step by step, don't make people who want to spend the most amount of money walk through your value ladder. It's annoying. It's actually kind of a disservice. You know, it's not actually what most of them want to do. I can cite a lot of experiences with this as well, even just shopping with Russell. I mean, we were in there. I can't remember, we were getting some clothes or something he needed for stage. We were in some store. That's happened so many times. I can't even pinpoint a single instance. I got a lot of memories flying through my head though, where some salesperson would come up and be like, how can I help you? And Russell didn't know what he wanted. He just knew that he wanted the shortest amount of time in the store, and he also wanted the most expensive thing, even if it was maybe not totally the nicest. He just didn't want to be in the store that long. So he would literally say to people, hey, how can I help you? Thanks for coming in today. You know, we'd be in some store, you know, together. And he would literally just say, what's your most expensive thing? What's your most expensive thing? And it's funny because every once in a while I could tell whenever the person we were talking to had their own false beliefs about money. Because they'd be like, well, you could get this, but like, go for this option. It's kind of the, you know, it's not as expensive. And Russell would literally interrupt him and say, hey, I don't really care. I just got to tell you, like, your most expensive thing, box it up, grab it. I got to go. That's it. Isn't that funny? And so then a lot of us who I think might have our own money false beliefs sit here and go, well, I got to build a funnel and in order for it to be successful and to sell my most expensive thing, first I need to buy my $7 thing, then they got to buy my $14 thing, then they need to buy my $100 thing, then they need to buy my $500 thing, then they need, right? And I'm not making up those price points. That's what we do. Then they have to buy the $2,000, then they have to buy the $5,000, then the $10,000, then the $20,000, then the $100,000. And then finally, like, you know, $250,000 offers. I have a $250,000 offer. I have a $100,000 offer. They're getting more popular. And last night, I pitched someone on a $100,000 offer. I'm pretty sure it's going to close. And he did not walk my value ladder. He did not walk up the price points. It's not real. It's a mirage. It actually pushes away cash flowing events. Big cash flowing events, right? It's like, you know, I'm working on the dramatic demonstration book with Russell, and I'm so psyched. I know I've been working on it for a while, but it's because I have high standards and I'm kind of a perfectionist and I feel like I should be in this area. So anyway, but I'm working on the book with Russell. We both know the book is not where you really make any money, right? You don't write a book to make money on the book. Obviously, the money comes from the different sources. It comes from the different things, right, afterward. But I guarantee you that inside that funnel is going to be something that goes, that at least pitches the middle ticket at a minimum, if not straight to the high, right? And if we're not pitching a high ticket, we'll use it as a price anchor to sell the middle ticket. Anyway, I know I'm ranting a little bit, and this whole concept, I've gotten so excited about it because it actually simplifies all of funnel building, and it also makes it easier to, you don't need as many funnels as you think you do. I gotta have a funnel for this offer, and then this offer, and a different one for this offer, and then this offer, and then this offer. Right, Jake, Leslie, and I are building funnels for people now, which is amazing. If you don't know, he left ClickFunnels. And we have a funnel building agency, and we build for businesses. What we've been doing is we've been building people's four core funnels for them. And it's not just the funnel. We've got to go through the strategy, how it's going to launch, all the messaging. I help write all the copy, the sales stuff, the emails, how it gets promoted, all of it, how it gets automated. It's why we're also very expensive. Even with the guy we were talking with last night, the four funnels that he needs is plenty, you know? Like, I could invent complication past those four, but all businesses need, like, there's like the four core. So anyway, all right, well, you guys get the point. I'm pulling up to the airport also, which is why I gotta stop this episode, so. you guys are awesome. That's the biggest lesson of this episode today. I just want you to be sitting there and just thinking to yourself, self, how can I be getting my most expensive thing in front of my customers as fast as possible? In a way that still makes sense. You know, I don't go and say, buy this $7 thing. And then on the very next page, have a $100,000 order form, right? How you pitch it still has to match the pricing points and all that stuff. But anyway, I'm really, really, really psyched for this notion. And it actually tremendously helps. Honestly, it speeds everything up, man. Speeds everything up. And I'm seeing it across my clients, you know, across my mastermind.
Press the button and take the parking ticket.
I will.
Please take the parking ticket.
I did.
Please enter following the guy.
Sounds good. Okay. Anyway, I'm at the airport. I have people running this now. I'm running this now. And you can go see it at capitalistpigshirt.com and watch this very same concept going on where my, you know, what I'm selling, the shirt funnel. And by the way, I found a really cool integration that connects with Shopify so that any product that sells inside of ClickFunnels basically prints and ships. It usually delivers to the person within 7 days. It's so freaking cool. I can't tell you how long I've been looking for something like that. Anyway, all right, guys, you're awesome.